This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
So, you're running out of closet space, but the good news is you don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, only for the month of January, you can earn up to $550 extra when you sell. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and earn up to $550 extra to keep shopping. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Right. Hi, guys. Welcome back to Late Night Love Ties, where we talk about relationships from a Christian perspective. My name is Char, and this week we have
Sister Veve,
Esther,
Emma,
Big Dog Zay,
Claire.
All right. Starting with the first question. Is it too soon to bring someone to Thanksgiving dinner if you've only been dating for 3 months?
Three months?
Sure.
It's too soon?
I don't even know you. I still don't know you. Still don't know who you are and what type of person you are, so I'm not bringing you around my family. Christmas, maybe it's 4 months, but maybe. But 3 months, nah. I'll tell them about you. I'll tell them about my girl.
Emma?
So if you tell them about your girl and they say invite, because you know Haitian moms, they like always want people at the house. So if they say invite her, are you going to say no?
And I'm telling them how she can't.
You don't even tell them.
What's the reason? Yeah, I ask her what's the reason. I don't know. She can't come though.
Not privileged yet.
Not yet.
I was thinking, if I was talking to someone for 2 months,
too early of an access.
I probably let them know at the Thanksgiving table, oh, I'm talking to someone, maybe they'll be around for Christmas. It's only 3 months.
Listen, during Thanksgiving, your family have a side of them that you want to know. Are you ready enough for them to get to know that side of your family? Even you, are you ready to see that side of their family too? Mm-hmm. And you don't even know. It's only 3 months. They're still in the probation period.
I don't think there shouldn't be a time limit to invite somebody to Thanksgiving. You can invite them as a friend. It doesn't have to be in that level. You invite your friend over. Why not invite that person to Thanksgiving? By the way, I am having Thanksgiving dinner. It's up to them to decline. They might not be... You probably think, okay, it's my girlfriend. I don't want them to know my family. Probably don't have somebody to spend Thanksgiving with. So why not just invite them as friend?
And I think it's an ideal situation to see how that person will adapt to your family.
Like a test trial?
Yeah. And again, like she said, invite as a friend or whatever. and see how they blend in. Because you're still, like she said, in a probation period, right? Don't you want to know how this person is going to be like with your family before you go 5-6 months in, and then on the 10th month in or whatever time the probation is over, you see that, no, it don't blend. Rip the bandage off. A lot can happen in 3 months. A lot can happen in 2 months. But if you get into a relationship already with an ideal plan, right, you have an intention, I don't see how you can be confused 3-4 months down the line if you are dating with intention.
I agree.
A lot of people don't get the result that
To get the result that you're looking for, you got to be putting in the things to get the result, right? So if I'm baking the cake, I got to put those ingredients in, right? So if I'm looking for someone who who not only likes me, but my family likes them, I'm going to put you up next to my family and see how that goes. To get results, you got to put the work in. You don't get results. 0 + 0 = 0.
So, I agree with her saying the 3 months. You already know that person. You know that person. You don't even know that person fully, but you know their attention. You know how you want it to go. So this is the moment you be like, to your family, like, okay, I'm dating this so-and-so, this is this, this is that. By introducing them in words to that person, not physically there. After that, you could, if by that the point, you could introduce that person to your family too by start talking about your family, doing things like introduce them. So by the time Christmas or New Year's,
come on now,
you could let them go. Now they could go rent free and see different things. I feel like the 3 months to go introduce them to your family is too early.
Too early.
It's too early.
It's not too early as introducing someone that you're talking to your family. The reason why I said that, like Sister Emma was saying, if you are dating for a purpose, there shouldn't be a time limit on introducing your significant other. Yes, there's some hiccups, like if you're not comfortable yet with that person being around your family, but if you're not comfortable dating that person or for that person to be around your family, why even dating that person?
I really want to say something, but you know, time is rolling, so I don't want to take too much time.
Esther, nothing to say?
Well, my two cents. I just feel like Thanksgiving is too intense of a situation for your person to meet your family the first time. I would say if they met some of your family, like some key members before Thanksgiving, that's fine. But if that would be their first time meeting your whole family, like everybody in your family, I think that's too much for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know how families are. The next holiday, they'd be like, oh, where's so-and-so? And you don't want to hear all that after you just had a breakup. I think 3 months is too soon. It just depends on the vibe. Well, I'm not supposed to say it depends. But I think personally 3 months is too soon to meet everybody. I think it should be like in little settings and more intimate. Because I think it's overwhelming to meet the cousins, the uncles, the aunties, and the moms, and the sisters. Because everybody's going to be judging. So now you got like 20 people that's looking at you, trying to size you up. And I think it's just too much. You know what I'm saying? They won't really get to know you because you feel like you got to put up some kind of front. 3 months for me is too soon because you're still trying to determine whether this person you're talking to is like somebody you want to do long term with. That's my opinion.
So for Zay, I would say, I know you've been in a relationship for like 10 years now, but as a guy, how would you feel about you dating a female? Like I said, the reason I said it, I preface it with the 10 years, because I don't know if you remember this, but if you was just dating somebody and 3 months down the line, it just so happened to be November and it's Thanksgiving and she invites you over to the family dinner.
I'm going to my people's stuff.
Are you going with her to the invitation? Are you taking her invitation on?
No, I'll kindly decline it because the same standards that like I hold to her, like I hold for myself as well. If in 3 months I don't invite you, well, it's not even that I'm not going to invite you, but I'm going to let you know what I got going on. And then I'm going to let my peoples know like, hey, I am talking to somebody, but unfortunately she's not here today. It would be kind of hypocritical of me to go to her function and then not take her to my function. It wouldn't even look good. So I wouldn't even go. I would kindly decline.
So how would the ladies feel if y'all invited y'all man and he ain't want to go?
I would feel some type of way because, again, if we are intentionally dating and we have a plan to move forward and we're, like, obviously, we're our next move is talking about marriage and, you know, making a life together. What is wrong with combining?
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Our lives together. Like, I can't see... Is it my fault that we met in September? This is what I'm thinking here. Maybe I shouldn't date around September because what's coming up next is Thanksgiving. You get what I'm saying? So it's in my head. That's what I'm hearing. And I'm just trying to wrap my mind around it is if you are intentionally dating someone and you're making a future with someone, so if you're having a family function, invite them. And if you think your family is that wild, then you know what? You might never meet my family. But if I invite somebody over to my family, they're not going to hassle them down or stare them down or grill them. They're going to invite them like family because they understand the value that it took to get you here to be sitting in a room with them. I'm just thinking it like that. It is a privilege to sit with my family. So if you are sitting here with my family, they're not going to just hassle you down. They're going to treat you with respect. That's how I see it. So maybe just don't date around September.
I seen a meme and it was like, don't invite me to Thanksgiving. Bring my plate to the car.
And I guess that's childish to me.
I ain't gonna lie.
It's so childish.
I ain't gonna lie.
I can't come Thanksgiving, but December I heard it's okay. So a lot happened in a month, but 3 months wasn't enough.
A lot happened in one month
from November to December. A lot happened enough for me to meet your family. But
no, we're going into the new year. We're going into the new year. So we gotta go together.
The way I see it, when Thanksgiving, you have everybody and people, there's too much going on. And you don't know what's gonna come out of that. So I feel like that family function is too much. It's too much because we only been 3 months. 3 months in. This is when you get to know their habits, their bad habits, the things that you could deal with, the things you cannot deal with. So you still don't fully know if after the 3 months, y'all gonna still be 100% there.
So let me ask Shashu, I'm gonna put you on the spot, right? Let's say you go to the function 3 months down the line with your boyfriend, mm-hmm. and while you there, you hear the murmurs and people saying, he brought somebody else this year. What you gonna say?
Everybody, it was nice meeting you guys. I gotta go.
My family's calling me for dinner. I gotta go. But I was, that's actually crazy.
He brought somebody else this year. You would know if your family's like that.
Yes.
That's not something that's gonna happen overnight. You know, if you don't know your family, don't bring nobody around them.
That's not true. Family's unpredictable, fam.
No, seriously. Mm-hmm.
Family's and unpredictable.
I wasn't supposed to hear that.
You have that little
You all know that uncle. You know that auntie. You know that people tie in your family. You know that mean one. I don't see how you don't know your family. Like, if you're not around.
But you would never think that they would do something that bold, fam. Nobody would think that.
I wasn't supposed to hear that.
Exactly.
There's certain people in the family I'm not surprised.
But. I honestly feel like if you're dating somebody for 3 months, like you guys said, that's enough time to know if you even want to invite them to Thanksgiving or not. And if you don't, maybe you aren't comfortable with that person still. But I feel like 3 months is a lot of time to be dating somebody. Dating, not talking to them, but dating them.
Like you're to me, what I'm trying to understand is how you can be 3 months talking about future, but future standing before you and you hesitant. Like, I'm just trying to understand that point of view.
3 months is fast to me. I'm more like 6 months. Then we're talking how
times. We don't know.
My question is, it's okay for you. Okay, so when you're dating someone, there's a party going on. You having a birthday, like one of your family member having a birthday party. So it's okay for you to invite them. But they're still meeting your family during that party.
Thanksgiving is like all your
if
family.
If they know that
you're a birthday, it's not as intimate as a family dinner. A birthday, you have the people that you don't even know who they are. Mm-hmm. They're there. So you that's have all the people.
But that's the and person probably, you're going to invite, don't you think?
Yes, but there's people there they probably know. But your family member, they don't that's know them. Intimate, they only hear them by you talking about them. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if you want to do the invitation in 3 months, that's something you should do slowly by inviting, like, okay, I'll introduce you to my sisters. I'll introduce you to my brothers. And then the aunts and everybody else, yeah, we'll do that later on. But if you, the invite, you could do small group of people, not all of them at once in 3 months.
And my thing as the family, it depends on what type of family, too, because some families are like all big parties and some are more intimate. I have a more intimate family, so sometimes we don't see each other often. So just to invite somebody like we're just now meeting kind of, I wouldn't say kill the vibe, but it's like it's just not the same if it's just a whole stranger, because it's like we might not be our full selves because now we have like a stranger to entertain, even though that's your boo. It just like, I don't know, Thanksgiving for me, like she was saying, like for me, it's like more for the family. Not to say you can't invite somebody, but just make sure like that person is really somebody you're serious about. And I feel like 3 months is too soon to know.
And
that's
think
my opinion.
There are individuals that like, because if we think about our family, we talking about these different functions and to basically go with what Sister Esther just said, that's totally real. Like me, myself, if I bring a female to an event that my family does and now because I don't really step out to my family events that much, they gonna think it's something serious. But then again, there's other people that's in the family, they could bring a different guy or a different female basically every different event and nobody's gonna think twice because they know that person out there living their best life. So I think it does, unfortunately I have to say, it depend on the person as well.
All right, next question. Does the person who makes more money automatically owe more in the relationship?
Owe more what?
In general?
In general.
You look like scared of the answer.
Like, are they required to take on more of the financial responsibility in the relationship?
I mean, men always don't pay the bill regardless, so.
No, but the person who makes more.
The person who makes more, do they? Well, if she makes more, you got to take on responsibilities, but we're not, you know. I mean, we're not saying she gonna have to pay the bills and stuff like that. But yeah, whoever makes more, I guess, can. It's up to the relationship on how y'all operate. Because apparently I was wrong for saying men are supposed to pay the bills and stuff like that. It's, whoever.
Well, you ain't wrong. Stand on it.
I know I'm not wrong. But, you know, we got to be politically correct and all of that.
No, we do not. Not on Late Night Love Time. A Christian perspective. Go ahead. Talk your talk, big dog.
We got to be set apart.
Nah, man, you find a way to make more money than her. If she already making more, man, make it a competition, dog. Get you some bread. Get you some money.
Agree?
Yeah.
I agree.
Oh.
If I'm making more than you, you should try to make more than me.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein,
brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Make more. Like, not even try. You need to be making more.
If it's not possible, it's okay.
It's always possible.
But it's all-
That's always a possibility.
I'm a speak on that. Sometimes even the men don't make more. Yes, you're still able to take care of the household. I know I'm gonna chip in. I know I'm gonna take my responsibility. I know your pocket, you probably won't be able to pay for certain things. But in the meantime, I'm covering the bills. Your goal is supposed to be able to take the lead. If you're not taking the lead financially, I feel like there's gonna be a lack of, I'm not gonna say a lack of respect, but I'm gonna feel burdened. Like, why am I paying for everything? If you're not sick, if there's nothing wrong with you, where you should help. I mean, I don't want to sound mean, but why are you not taking lead financially? Yes, a woman, sometimes the woman career can make her have more money. It shouldn't be a reason for you not to take lead in the responsibility as a man.
I feel like money to women determines the amount of respect that she give a man.
Based on what she just said, I agree with you.
Yeah,
that's not false.
But that's a problem, though.
That's not okay. What we're trying to say.
That's what I was trying to point out.
I mean, it's okay. But I'm saying I can see what you're saying.
Because a man is not okay, and because this happens, and we have to be real with what day and age we're living in today, where a lot of women are more. Like educated,
secure,
men. And because of their education, they have these, you know, guaranteed careers that which is paying them, you know, $70,000, $65,000. Mm-hmm. The man is not to say that he's broke, but he may not be getting that kind of money at, you know, at the current moment when you meet him. Maybe down the line he can have different opportunities that can get him up. But if that does not happen, I don't think that women should be dictating or allowing the finances to dictate the amount of respect that is owed to that man. Because if you are with him, you have to understand that you are with this man. Allow this man to be in a position where he never feels like, damn, just because she making more money than me, she not even trying to hear what I got to say. Because that type of mindset, I think, is going to be more toxic than it actually leads to love.
Yes and no. The reason why I said that is because sometimes... It's not that the woman don't respect the man. Sometimes the men become bitter. They feel like they cannot control.
But this is the thing. What I was saying, that's the reason I said that. It's not that he feels bitter. It's the way that you are approaching the situation. Like, if your insults, if your characteristics, if the way that which your demeanor is towards him, and it's simply because you talk about his paycheck, because you throw them little subtle shots, he's gonna now feel like, damn, I'm not even worthy or should be with this woman because she's putting herself in this type of position. And whole time, I'm thinking that we in this for love, because men actually get into relationships for love. And I acknowledge that women get into relationships for security, but a man needs to feel secure in the sense of that respect factor, and he's gonna go above and beyond for you. But if he feels like everything he's given is never gonna be enough for you, then that bitterness that you're feeling, and unfortunately, you pour that on yourself.
Respect yourself, King.
I was going to say, I agree, but I feel like in some cases, maybe it's not that the women don't respect them because of how much money they make, but maybe they're just lazy or comfortable in what they're doing because the woman is taking up where he's lacking. So I feel like it's not just because he's making less money, but maybe because he's comfortable in that and lacking in other. Yeah.
I like the lack of effort. Like, he ain't even trying to get no money. I feel that.
Right.
Yeah. I agree.
Next question.
And by the time it was nobody's game, was heavy with Bill, and all of a sudden she went quiet. Like, Rose, how do you feel about this situation? Do you feel like the man should make more? And if he doesn't make more, does that make him less?
No, it doesn't make him.
Nice.
All right. Next question. Should women shoot their shot or does that kill the chase? Should women shoot their shot?
After a guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're shooting your shot, how's he chasing you? There is no
chasing. I wouldn't feel like surprised. Yeah.
You're chasing.
That's chasing if you shoot your shot.
He's not chasing you.
I'm not chasing.
You chasing him. You chasing
one shot. That's chasing.
No.
I'm interested. Start the chase.
Yes. No. You put yourself in the race. Now he knows the chase.
Exactly. Hello, I'm here. Let's go. Get you going. That's what it means.
That's all that means.
That's
chasing.
You shoot your shot. You better go all the way.
No, you just hope, you just go up to him and say, "Hey, how you doing?" And let him do the rest.
That is shooting shot then.
That's just don't approach men just to make friends.
Exactly.
If
you go across the room to a random guy you never met and just, you know, "Hey, how you doing? My name is Emma." If that man don't pick up on that, then he's, you know, say he's pretty
even
stoned.
If she compliments your outfit,
I'ma be so
hello, I'm interested. Let's go.
I like your outfit.
We don't even do that.
That's about it.
Men don't even do that.
Hey,
what's up, Shorty? Hey, listen, I see you from across the room.
Man, don't listen to Zay. Zay been in a relationship for 10 years.
Listen.
Zay been in a relationship, even at the game, for 10 years. Men do that, family.
How you doing? My name is Charlie.
I hate to be confused, especially if I'm speaking to somebody. If I see that I give all the hint and you're not getting it, I'm going to tell you how I feel. And it's up to you if you want to proceed it. Or if you don't, if you fall back.
Because
I'm not dangerous. I'm going to tell you. I like you.
If he's not picking it up, then just take that as him saying, "I'm not interested."
I'd rather know than not knowing at all. Like, wonder, like, do you like me or not?
I hear men always miss the signs, though.
That's dangerous.
That just went.
I feel like guys and girls shoot their shot differently.
That's what we is. Yeah, what are we?
No, in all seriousness, no, to answer that question, because I was just joking. But, repeat the question, I'm sorry.
Should women shoot their shots, or does that kill the chase? Like, once a guy knows you're interested, he's just like, okay, I don't got to do no work, because she shot her shot.
Honestly, you do, somebody do that to me, I'm being lazy about it. I'm being lazy about my chase. I'll still be in contact and stuff like that, but I ain't gonna go over and beyond to try to, because you already see me. What drew you to me? Whatever it was, that's what you gonna get out of me. I ain't even gotta do too much.
You, I'm interested, and you still not trying to make it like, okay.
No, I'm just gonna put a minimal effort.
Not gonna cut it with me, because I already tell you I'm interested. I'm falling back.
Then that's why you gotta let the man chase. That's why the men have to do that.
Yeah.
Yes, the men gotta chase. Sometimes
Esther?
Esther? Just walk past with your boom.
Anything to say?
I'm just trying to understand this conversation.
Listen, there's a lot of people that say you're not going to walk to somebody to say something. You will walk to that person. You will not realize you walk to that person. Because they could be talking as a group, and then you see somebody in there you want to say hi to. You will say hi to that person, and you will make sure you say a special hi to that one, too. Even you don't notice that what you happen is after it happened, like, oh yeah, I did too much here. So when it comes to, okay, you're interested in somebody and you know that, let's just say you know there's other people that's interested too, you let that person you're interested. You let them know you're interested in no way. Not to be like, hello, I'm interested, I like you. You don't like me. That's too much. That's like,
okay, so I guess let's make this a real thing. How many have shot this shot and it's working?
I did that.
Oh, I don't shoot.
That's not the question.
No, but
I hate to tell reality. We've done it. I've done it. And how far did
it work?
Yes. And now sometimes it doesn't work.
He's still here.
What do you mean?
I was just about to ask you that
question. That person is still in my life.
That's what I'm thinking about.
No, but what about the guys that chase you? Are they still here? Like, it's not everything lasts.
Exactly.
Not everything lasts.
That's a great point.
But what I'm saying is, as a man, and I understand what Zay's up talking about, like, if a female, like, if she's doing too much in the beginning, then yeah, maybe you're going to look at her. You may not, and unfortunately, I'm saying this, you may not look at her as like a relationship type of person. Like, if a female's doing too much at the beginning, but if a female literally comes across the room and, like, on some, like, hey, how you doing? You know what, such and such told me that you were, or your name's Gabriel, like, whatever the case may be, like, somebody just, she just comes and just presents herself. She doesn't say anything more than that, but she sparks a conversation. You as a man have to acknowledge the fact that she just initiated something, and you have to not, it's not to say that, okay, just like when you go talk to a female, it's not to say that she's going to just go with you because you actually, you know, got your courage up and went to go talk to her. She came and talked to you, and now you have to actually realize, okay, maybe I didn't see you, but now that I do see you, I'm going to just engage this conversation and see where it can go from here. So I do respect the woman that is not afraid to initiate something, because to be honest, in the day and age that we're living in now, like, there's a lot of men that are intimidated to go and approach a woman. So a woman that actually begins or initiates a conversation, I think that it'll help a lot of females, especially single females.
But just that one time in the beginning.
Yeah, 1,000%. 1,000%. If you keep doing it, then boy don't like you like that.
You know, keep doing it is crazy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Next question. Is it cheating if you delete messages so your partner doesn't misunderstand?
Oh.
So your partner doesn't misunderstand?
Yeah.
What kind of message?
Any message. If you deleting it, don't worry about what message.
You deleting something.
Yeah, talk about the deletion.
I say it's misunderstand.
Not cheating, but you got to be careful because everything done in the dark comes to light. And I don't know how, but some things go crazy, and somehow on the other phone, then your partner might find out that you were you had that conversation some way, somehow.
And it's
and
no
then
trace
you look like, why did you delete it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's on her phone, and then now it looks suspicious. So I would say don't do it, even if your intentions were good. It looks like you're hiding something.
So it's not cheating?
I would say it's cheating.
I don't think
because I get it. I get it, but I'm just saying, like, unless you're sure that other person is going to delete it and never bring it up, you know what I'm saying? You need to have your own, you know, side of the story. And if it looks like you're hiding something.
No, if now you lying about it, then you definitely cheated. I ain't going to. If you got to lie about it.
It's not a lie. It's not like she asked you, did you talk to the person? You said no. She just never know you talked to the person. You know what I'm saying? But then if she finds out from another source that you talked to the person, then she finds out that you deleted it, you can't say, oh, because I didn't want you to see it in react. It's gonna look like, no, I ain't want you seeing. No, I was cheating. Right. So I would say don't delete it, but I wouldn't say it was cheating either.
I mean, if you delete, that's cheating, bro.
Well, somebody could have hit on you when you.
Yeah,
and you,
I feel like if you have to delete it,
if you have to delete it, you're trying.
It might seem suspicious, but if you have somebody that's like insecure and stuff, and you just don't even want to have that conversation, because like you could be the type of person like somebody approaches you and you want to take the time to reject them, like say, hey, I'm not interested. She's like, well, why don't you just block her? Why did you even reply? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people overreact. Some people overreact to your responses. Like, no matter what you do, it's not good enough. So you're like, I don't even want to deal with this. So I'm going to just delete it. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you should do it, but I'm just saying that's why I get why
but
you would
you
do
delete it.
Doesn't necessarily mean you're cheating.
No.
Do you tell them about it?
They'll never tell you.
I mean, I
wouldn't tell. I'll just leave it on my phone. If you find it, you find it.
I feel like Emma said, if you have to delete it, that's emotionally cheating. Because why did you feel like you had to delete
it? That's how I feel. Right. You shouldn't be deleting. I'm not deleting.
Now you're going to have to
explain my proof.
So, Sister Esther said something that I ain't never think about. Like, if the conversation probably was friendly at first, maybe somebody that you work with, and then all of a sudden he starts hitting on you, do you delete those messages or do you show your boyfriend?
I wouldn't show them. I'd save it just in case it might come up, like Esther says. And I'm like, see, I stopped texting him.
It was nothing. It was nothing for me.
This is the moment you bring it up.
So what are you going to do? You're going to say, hey, boyfriend, he tried to hit on me.
I'm in the relationship, right?
You got to let him know.
So, hey, sir, no we, and go on, listen, this person tried to hit and talk on me, and you know I'm in a relationship?
We both got our eyes on you.
If they didn't,
yes.
You are. We both got our eyes on you.
Yes, I will let him know.
Let my man walk around blind like that.
Yeah.
Why would he? If it was a mutual friend, yeah, I get it. Then I was like, oh, you know, the guy we go to church with tried to hit on me. That's one thing. But if somebody, like just recently, I had somebody from middle school hit me up. Like that's out the blue. Nothing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like. I wouldn't think to show my partner, hey, somebody from years ago hit me up because he didn't know. I think that's
transparency,
you know?
Right?
I don't know.
Am I using that right? Just being transparent?
Because I don't want him to show me his phone every single time a girl say, hey. Unless it's a girl I know is looking at.
How available do you look out here that people just keep... People know when you're in a relationship. You can see it on somebody.
You not if you don't post everything.
Nobody cares.
I don't post nothing.
Don't nobody care you're in a relationship.
Know. I don't post nothing on Facebook.
If I want you and somebody got you, I don't care. What you talking about?
Emma, do you know some people... Is their goal to go after people in relationships?
Yeah.
Especially women.
Especially
women.
Oh, especially.
Some people always going to
shit. Especially when you initially got into your relationship, how many females started hitting you about the blue?
Man, I had a busload of straight in the DMs. Like, sorry, I actually had to delete one of my Instagrams. Because of that.
It's real, bro.
It's real. Females like you when you have when you in a relationship. You can be single all day. Nobody cares.
And then what's the girl? What's the weirdest thing ever? The weirdest thing ever. You can hit on one chick, right? She said, "Oh no, you ugly." I bet. Cool. No problem. I go get a chick that's looked better than her. Then she already in the DM talking about, "Oh, you know, I
big did head."
This and that. Man, get up out of here, fam. What? Blocked her real quick. Reported her too. I was petty back then. You not getting that Instagram back. So.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
All right.
No, but yeah, especially women. Y'all need to stop that.
They need to stop that. My bad.
All right, next question. Does love require sacrifice, or is that just manipulation in disguise?
Of course.
Or is what?
That's a great question, right?
Of course.
You talking manipulation from the person that's requiring you to sacrifice?
Yeah.
Mm.
Does love require sacrifice, or is that just manipulation in disguise?
Sacrifice is the definition of love.
It requires sacrifice. Whether you're being manipulated or not, I'm be honest with you. Because if let's just give an example. If my girl's best friend is not somebody I want her to, I'ma put it in her mind like, bro, I'ma paint this picture about her best friend. Like, this is why I don't like you messing with this girl. Yeah. And it's also a sacrifice that she gotta make.
Compromise and sacrifice the same?
Compromising is not, no.
No, it's not the same. So I will compromise, but I won't sacrifice. Because sacrifice, if it don't end up well, you hold a regret.
Mm-hmm. But at least you know you did it for love.
I'm so confused.
When does it get?
The scripture says Jesus sacrificed his life. Like, they use the word sacrifice, don't they?
Love is sacrifice.
Definitely did not.
That sacrifice is a way of you compromising. Showing,
yeah. No.
Yeah, sacrifice is what puts you on the level of I love you. I wouldn't do it for him, but I'll do it for you. That's why I love you.
When does it become like
him.
Too much?
Too much is when they want to strip everything from you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's when they want to control you. That's when
you gotta like have discernment to like see that. Like see that. But
like when they don't want you to hang out with your family no more.
Yeah,
they don't
when,
want you your family, that that's crazy. Time, I'm like, no, bro, that's gotta, a real
you,
thing.
You gotta get up out of there. It is. It is.
Isolation.
All right.
But sacrifice, yes.
Sacrifice?
Yes.
I feel like with when you I think when you ask the person, like, you detail what they need to sacrifice, that's when you have to be careful. Manipulation. So if I'm a wife and say, babe, I feel like, okay, he's always hanging out with his friends after work, so I don't see him often, right? So if I just say, I feel like we don't spend enough time together, I like to spend enough time, and I leave it at that, and then he decides to sacrifice time with his friends, that's less manipulation than I say, don't hang out with your friends.
Because you're doing it too? Like, is that why?
No, I'm saying, like, I'm not telling him, don't hang out with your friends. I'm telling him we need to spend more time together. And then he decides, okay, for me to spend more time with my wife, I think I need to spend less time with my friends. Mm-hmm. That's when it becomes his sacrifice.
Yes.
Like, that's right. What I'm sacrificing for a relationship. But if she says, don't hang out with your friends, that might be along the lines of manipulation and control.
Yeah. Okay.
So I guess it depends on, like, who's deciding what they sacrifice for the sake of the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question then. If I only hang out with my friends on the weekends, and yet you come to me and tell me, oh, we need to hang a little, like, you need more time with me, what do you call that? What
See,
else
if I'm
what
do I have to sacrifice? If I'm saying, my weekend like, if I know your weekends is your time with your friends, but, I mean, is it all weekend, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.?
Every weekend, I'm with my dog.
That's a little bit too much. I mean, can't I have you for breakfast and
lunch? You have me 5 days of the week.
What you know what I'm saying?
But I work. 5 days of the week.
I work.
Either way. Where is the weekend? That's when I'm off.
On Sundays, they're not going to... I only have Fridays and Saturdays.
Friends. That's a little scary.
Fridays and Saturdays.
I mean, I can't
Fridays
have
Fridays and Saturdays.
Wait, you can go ahead and be with your friends.
You can't have breakfast.
What if he like sacrifices something else? Like he's like, I'm not gonna go to work on Thursday. We're gonna do something.
As long as the money and the bills are still getting paid, like that's what I'm saying. Like if she's trying to control what he sacrifices, if you're with your friends from 7 p.m. to like 10 p.m. Saturday nights, and I say, and I specifically say, I want to spend 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. then you know I'm coming after your time with your friends. But if I just say more time together, then I should be, because I'm not controlling you, I should be content with if more time means Saturday mornings, if it means a Thursday you could take off, but the money's still like stable. You know what I'm saying? I can't control what time you spent. Like that's too controlling. I just say more time. And then I let you decide how you're going to manufacture that in your life. And you sacrifice what you decide you can.
What's some different forms of manipulation?
Let's just say,
you love them more than me.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I don't want to say that discount what you said, since that's what you that example was great. I just want to hear some more like different ways that one can probably manipulate a partner, whether female or male.
I heard, why are you always at your sister's house? I feel like that's manipulation.
If you really love me,
why are you always on the phone with your sister?
If you really loved me, you'd do this for me.
Oh, what type of man does this and that? You know how many times I heard that.
My friend's man. Don't do that.
The worst thing about it is, I was just talking to so-and-so. What? It got to do with me. Her man do this for her. I'm like, I don't care. Okay.
No more?
And that's it for me. I can't get out of
my All right, next question. Can you get ready in 5 minutes?
No.
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 Oh.
That's including the shower?
You already took a shower.
Oh, thank you. No.
Definitely. Men? Definitely.
What?
I can. Yes, I gotta look for my shoes. I gotta look for everything.
Everything's already there.
5 minutes is cool. Let's just say,
it depends on where you're going. Let's just say that for the woman. But 5 minutes?
No, I can't.
It don't matter where y'all going. Y'all want to
look like a model.
I can get ready in 5 minutes.
If I'm out the door in 5 minutes, that means I'm taking the lotion in the car with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the other shoes. Not ready,
in the, I'm not ready, not ready. So no, I can't get ready in five minutes. No.
If I'm showered, my hair is done, I can.
I'm going to the grocery store and I feel like
they're trying to scratch off. If my shower is done and my hair is done, like, I'll get you down.
Of course. I feel like that's
you done did everything,
so
right?
Cheating.
Obviously, you got 5 minutes left. You done did everything else. If I already got my outfit on, then yeah, I could get ready in 5 minutes.
You can't get ready in 5 minutes?
No, I can't.
Oh.
Yes, it's possible.
It's possible.
I can't. I've done it.
Okay, I was just about to ask
you,
who's actually done it?
Listen, I did it last week.
I would say 5 minutes and look in 15 minutes past. I'm like, ooh, my bad.
Oh, everybody gonna hop in the shower, take a minute shower, and put this
I can't.
On
the mic.
I can't.
You take a minute shower.
I cannot.
You ain't getting
I'll be trying to get ready in 5 minutes.
That's not even a real time for the hot water.
Listen, all right, let's go. I had an appointment at 9:40. I realized I had the appointment at 9:20 and I had to go pick up my son. I got to the school to pick him up. We were in the car by 9:30.
Okay, but that's me with my lotion in the car. I'm putting lotion on at the red lights and everything. I mean, I got my earrings in my pocket. I put them on in the car. I can't get fully ready in 5 minutes. I could be out the door in 5 minutes if that's what you're talking about.
All right, let me ask the ladies a question. Since we talking about the getting ready, right? 5 minutes. How many dates would it take for you to mention to your boy, the dude that you're dating, that he musky?
I'm being for real.
How many dates would it take for you guys?
The very first one.
Cause I think you're gonna, yeah. I think for the first one, you might be like, oh, maybe yes. He forgot.
He had a bad day.
Maybe he forgot.
He had a bad day. I'm gonna give him two chances. Third time he come, I'm like...
No. It's when it's repetitive. So on day three, you still I hear musket. No, we.
So on day three, are y'all telling?
Day three.
Are y'all telling him, or y'all just not doing any more dates?
No, we're telling. I'm telling
on day one.
I'm telling.
Day one.
Dang.
Really,
he had a bad one, day.
Definitely. I don't believe Billin. I just don't.
I do.
A lot of capping.
Listen, no, I'm not capping. There was this guy I used to date. I don't like cigarettes. The first day.
No, I'm not talking about cigarettes. Like,
I'm gonna tell you.
But cigarettes is different.
Yeah, cigarettes is different. Because you could
smell.
I will tell you on the first day.
Because people that smoke cigarettes know that some people don't like that smell. But I'm telling you, musky people.
They
might not know.
I tell you.
You'd be surprised, bro.
They don't do.
I tell you harshly. But
if they knew, they wouldn't try us like that, fam. If they don't know, I'm
gonna
always.
Billy, how you gonna tell them on the first day? Let me hear how this sounds.
We'll have a conversation. I was like, "Did you put deodorant?"
You lying, dog? You lying?
Don't say that.
You lying?
No, you asked the question. What is that smell? My brother looked at himself.
I'm making fancy.
No,
all
but
night
not
long.
Gonna lie, guys. No, it gets to a point where they know that they're musky. Like, by the end of the night, he has to.
Hey, Rose.
If you smell it.
Let me see the face. Let me see the face. Let me see the face you gonna make every night. Every time. Let me see the face. What face you gonna make every time?
Do it again. Did you put deodorant? Do that face.
You didn't ask that.
No, I'm just gonna.
You actually just like that.
You gonna start sniffing around like, what's that?
He's gonna go to the bathroom. He's like, I'll be right back. Hold on.
Listen.
Because he knows.
He gonna throw some soap in there.
First thing I should not say, I was like, oh, what's that smell? I was like, do you smell that?
You know he smells.
So you can tell him that he must be.
No, I'm not gonna.
I'm serious.
I'll be around the
bush. I'll be telling the person on the phone when we talk. The reason why I say that, I'm not gonna let you be walking with me and I know you musky. Even as a friend, a girlfriend.
So that's what I'm saying. So
friend,
one, so you
I
say,
will
like,
say it right
day one.
Again.
Day one.
Day one.
Or
in conversation.
You better than me. You better than me.
Maybe I might not say anything, but I'll cut you off. I'll block you by the way.
There's a musk that's unbearable.
What if you like rush?
If I did that.
If it's unbearable, yeah,
on day one, unbearable. Yes. I'm gonna
just cut the day early.
No, but what if there's distance though? What if there's distance between y'all across the table?
So that means
if y'all sitting next to each other, it's a no.
I would hope.
If it's across the table and I smell it, mm-hmm. I have to eat the food.
It's probably a food.
Esther, what about you, Esther? How many dates would it take?
And the I have
a range.
If sometimes only a shower helps, Emma. I don't
if
know.
It's a light mask. Clorox
is crazy. Go ahead, Esther.
If it's a light mask, I'll probably wait till about the third date. And I'm going to try to find out, does he work out? Because if it's a light mask and a workout, I might be a little... Okay, it's a little sexy, you know. But if it's a strong one, the first... if it's unbearable, the first date.
But my thing is, he knew that he was going on a date.
No, seriously. Why did you go to the before you
came? You knew you had a date. Why didn't you
find out? What transpired, you know.
And then you both.
Oh, it's okay. That's how you...
Get out of the car and you stay in the car.
So that's how you approach it? That's
the myself.
And it didn't work.
In the car, you getting out the car, Rose. What's happening?
Put the window down. Just put the window down.
Hey, Gabe, you pull
if
up.
If I don't tell you, you're not gonna see me again.
Y'all gotta learn to help people. Even if you're gonna leave somebody, at least leave them with some advice. Go ahead, Zen.
Hey, you pull up on a chick, fam. You take her out on a date. As soon as she sit down in the car, fam, it hits you. What are you doing?
Look here, bro. Look here, man. Let me tell you something. It Gabriel Limon, don't it? Listen, you know. I ain't gonna lie to you, Zay. I've experienced this, man. And man, bro, I don't say nothing the first time. You know, I ain't say nothing the first time, but.
This is why mothers are important. Teach your daughters.
The second time it happened, I started doing the slight faces and stuff that sister.
That ain't gonna do nothing. You gotta be direct.
Nah, but it's hard with females now because So
I know.
I've had the conversation. To be honest, it's crazy because. It's crazy because for me, bro, I look at women as being so pure. So there was a point in my life I didn't even know women farted, bro. Like, you feel me? As a young man, like, I didn't even believe it. Like, I just always looked at women like they so pure. So, like, that little stuff right there be throwing me. I'm like, bro, what's wrong with you? Like, who raised you, fam? Yeah.
Women, please, you need to be self-aware. If you got a good college.
Nah, hygiene is important, man.
If you got a good college, she would even tell you to check yourself. There is nothing wrong with checking yourself. If you don't check yourself, how you expect other people to do it?
Yeah.
Because usually when it's must, boy, you smell that fish, too.
Yes, you should like one day take
when it blends in together, bro.
Take it and take a and see.
Never again. You'll never see me again, boy. If it blends together, never see me again.
It was before this relationship. I told her we putting the windows down.
Oh my god!
I ain't even doing all that.
You
you know what's crazy? The woman's stench is worse than the man's.
Oh, no, of course, because it comes from.
But honestly, you have to let the person know if they not.
There's some women out here that smell like gasoline, bro.
If you could put the window down, I think you should be able to tell.
Yeah.
No, the window down, they know.
Yeah. Cause wait, you say you're blocking men, though. Like, you're not going to tell the men, you're just going to block them. But you, like, tell the women?
I mean, if you put his window down, I'm saying,
I know it's an uncomfortable conversation.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
To tell the person. Because you don't want that person to go to the next person and be embarrassed.
That's what I'm saying.
Sometimes like, you don't know.
Y'all can't just block that man. Tell him. Tell him. He gonna be single forever.
Exactly.
I feel like that's why it takes two times.
Yeah.
Because maybe he had a bad day.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta let him stop.
In Florida, you don't know.
Maybe he rushed into that 5 minute shower.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars.
to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Rushing to the
day. Let's not forget first impression, y'all. Yeah.
That's real. That's real.
Yeah, first day, bro, and then you telling me you come to a date.
But sometimes, I mean, when you be trying so hard, a lot of stuff be just getting in the way, bro. Sometimes
you forget the deodorant.
Would you rather get
driving in Florida hot?
The host is trying to
you talk. Can't forget. Look, it's to put easy. On deodorant.
It's easy to be musky, bro. It's easy.
Would
bro.
You rather get stood up or them come to the date musky?
Stand me up.
Stand me up. Stand me up.
Nah,
because you get hot time.
Like, I sniff myself all day.
Bro, just come and just keep your arms.
For your grandkids. Like, when I first met your grandkids. But I told him, put the deodorant on him get second day. You know? Like,
I bought him some that second day.
He still wear it to this day. You know?
But before we leave this, let me ask Zay, because, you know, we guys, man. Have you ever told a homeboy that he was musky?
Yeah.
How do you tell him? Like, you told him like joking or you told him like for real?
No, for real.
Probably 50-50.
With the brothers, it's different. Because I have to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. That's how we keep in the friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Honesty, right? If he walking around smelling funky, like you can't, you're not about to walk around with me like that.
Nah, you got to ask him like, hey, bro, which deodorant you be using, bro?
Not even.
It's
man.
Not working.
That's how I'd ask, bro. Like,
I recommend. I don't ever ask what you got on.
Nah, because some of these young boys don't be knowing. They be wearing like the cheapest stuff.
That's why you recommend.
Yeah, so, that's why I'm saying you
ask. That Old Spice.
Yeah, yeah.
That Old Spice.
Old Spice?
Old Spice is good.
I remember a female pulled up on me one time. And she was wearing, I think, I don't know which one she was wearing, but it was definitely Gasson deodorant.
Oh, that's what I'm doing.
She came and gave me a hug, bro, and I smelled the Gasson deodorant. I told her, don't ever wear that deodorant again, bro. I said, don't ever pull up on me smelling like no guy, bro. I thought I was hugging a guy, fam. I said, bro, I told her this.
I'm wearing myself so sorry.
Hey, look, some of them don't be that strong, but this particular one, because I didn't just.
Yes, like well, this Dove don't Dove for men so much.
Yeah, Dove is cool, because Dove don't really have no scent.
My own broke so on the floor. I said, you know what?
I wear men deodorant, like, if I'm going to go work out.
Nah, fam, like, don't do it. Don't do it around me.
You know, but
that's some woman.
I will tell you.
To wear the man deodorant for it to work for them.
Yeah, I mean they got extra heavy duty stuff for women though. Y'all just need that heavy duty stuff.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't work.
Get a neutral, nonsense.
Well, let me ask the ladies then. Okay. If you guys have a female friend, would y'all tell her if y'all seen that she was musky a couple times?
Yes.
It's easier than telling a partner.
It's
I feel
easier
like
easier to tell a stranger than.
Yes.
You say easier to tell a stranger?
No. It's easier to tell your friend.
All right, last question. I'm sorry, because this is hygiene is very, it's a conversation that's not really had. How do y'all feel about these 72-hour deodorants?
No, they don't work.
They don't last 72
they don't
hours.
Work.
They don't work.
Hey, wait. How do you know?
I got no work.
Flag on the plate, because you wait, were 72
Rose,
hours
Rose,
without showering?
How do you know?
You say 48 hours.
How did you know?
Wait, Rose.
That's over
2 days.
You gotta test it. 72 hours. When you go to the gym, it doesn't work. Yeah, but at the end of the day, the day gotta end. So when did you end it?
Wait, how do you know it don't work?
72 hours wouldn't work because it stopped working within 24 hours for her. But she showered. It's just saying it didn't even last until the next shower that was within the time.
For the people that's,
testing not these 72 hours. When did that day end?
I don't even think
ended when I had to go to work.
I don't believe some people will go 72 hours without showering. Yeah. Don't make sense.
I'll say 2 days. But 72 is crazy.
No, baby.
Yeah, that's bad.
Baby, don't come lie to people, right? Because you from New York. New York people go 2-3 days without showering.
No, I don't fit. No, I don't think so.
Especially in the winter. That's a regular.
I'm from Jersey.
Yeah, they don't sweat.
Listen, I'm from Jersey.
They don't sweat. They don't sweat. It's different. They don't sweat. It's not like they're dirty, but you go take a shower, boy, you might get sick. You might get sick.
Or the hot sun, boy. Wash, though. They wash. They might not take a full shower.
Toilet
they
wash.
Yeah.
Toilet they wash. That's crazy.
Oh, Rose, that's how you found out the 72 hours.
Crazy.
Toilet
they
wash
when you on a rush. For a lifestyle.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's crazy.
In Indiana,
it's crazy. That's what I'm trying to say. That's crazy.
That's how you.
I'm still trying to figure out when did the day end because how
you found out in Indiana
without no.
Hey, bro.
I saw something on social
media. Anybody that wears.
Saying if you take a bath every day, you get dry skin. Baby, you better be walking around here with eczema because what are you talking about?
Yeah. That commercial, they be spraying it.
For everybody.
They spray that deodorant everywhere, bro. They spray that deodorant everywhere, dog. Like, yo.
Or wet dog.
That's worse. That's worse than the women that take showers in the Bed and Bath Beyond the sprays. There's women that don't take showers that just take showers with the spray, bro. The body spray.
But don't you smell worse?
They like don't shower, bro. They just put that on.
You spray something good.
You get some poison. Yeah. Like,
I know some people smell like wet dogs.
All right.
Crazy.
Starting with
72 gems. Hours. Crazy.
Okay. Yes.
Gems.
I mean, I tested it, so I tested it. It didn't work, but
ain't no way, bro.
72 hours is crazy. It lasts 2 days.
48.
It actually
lasts. I probably say 72 hours, but nobody.
24
if you go look now, you're gonna see it.
You'll see 48.
I throw them all in the trash because who's
once
buying
they come
them?
Up, yeah. Once they come up with a week, just know nobody's taking showers.
Nobody, fam. But look,
nobody's taking showers. Once they give you like come up with a commercial that tells you like, oh, this lasts a whole week.
But it's nobody just, but it's showers, not just about armpits. The rest of your body needs to be clean.
Everything needs to be clean. But I'm saying that 72 hours. Are they expecting you to not shower when they talk about that 72 hour deodorant thing?
Maybe they're just saying it's so. I don't think
they're doing that because it's strong. They're giving people the option to shower or not, bro.
I think it's a clickbait because it
it's not, bro. This is their campaign. They campaign the 72 hours everywhere.
And then you just keep.
But what about the rest of your body?
Every 72 like, hours, don't you add
if you add on to the already stink. You're dirty.
Hey, yeah, you ever smell people that got on Parfait and they musky?
They're trying to cover the musk hair.
It's the deodorant ones that just be giving. I'm like, yo,
just put on deodorant, man. That'll take you a lot further than that spray, man.
Even the deodorant, you put it on top of a.
No, you got to change the shirt. You got to change everything. Yeah. That sweat, whatever that sweat touches,
skin.
Everywhere.
You change your skin.
There.
You need to change your shirt.
Them boys don't care about
you need to. Dead skin that builds up. You need to.
Them boys say, hey, if I can smell it, it works. Ain't got nothing to worry about.
I can't. Sometimes you get used to your own smell. You don't know
how you're coming off. I had to spank my little
but
brother.
That's why. So the solution is self-awareness, bro.
Yes.
Bro, sometimes musk can make you mad, bro. Like, smelling somebody musk can make you mad. Feel like, bro, again, fam? Again, bro?
Again, it's crazy.
Again, bro?
Again, it's crazy.
That
happened to me in the store. The young kid walked right past. I didn't even want the thing no more.
I don't like it. Yeah. Hey, why are you coming outside smelling like that? Like,
I needed it. I needed it to finish my ingredient. I left everything.
I smell musky kids, bro. That's what I'll be like, bro. How the hell is kid? How you so much? Bro, you 5. How you musky outside, at 5, bro?
Kids is outside.
A lot
bro.
Of it, too, is what you eat. Because
nah, bro. That's hormones, bro. 5-year-olds should not be musky, bro. That's hormones, dog. That's coming out his pores, dog. But Rose, we're going to need 72 hours. Like, when I'm bleeding.
Ask the question. How did you know about 72 hours?
No, I don't. I'm going off of the commercials. I've never, never in my life.
Oh, she's throwing shots.
No, she's throwing shots back. But I was just, you the one that said that it don't work. I was just trying to figure out how you.
It doesn't work.
You asked the question. I was
allowing. Did you check the reviews? Did you check the reviews or did you put a review? That's all I'm asking.
But I'll attest to that though. It doesn't work. By the time the 12, it don't even last 12 hours. You go to the gym, you wearing that thinking it's gonna last 72 hours. You go to the gym. By the time you get off the gym, you smelling like, okay, I need to shower. You can't even go. Let's say you after the gym, you have errand to run. You can't even run the errand.
Now that's nasty, fam.
Yeah.
You don't go run no errands after the gym.
Man,
you go sit in the park or something.
Listen, I'm so like, well, I wouldn't say lazy, but if I gotta go somewhere, fam, right after the gym, I'm going.
I'm going.
Yeah, you ain't lying, but. Don't expect that you're going to be out there not stay.
Walmart. Oh, no, I'm going to stay. But everybody will understand when they see the gym clothes on.
You're going to hope they do. You're going to hope they do. A bit might look at you like, bro, you got a house like this, man. You're going to see somebody you know from high school like there. Zay do it bad.
You're going right out of bed.
Zay
do it bad.
When you're working out, you don't really have like a stay. It's when it has sit. Yeah.
The whole, yeah.
Like it has... marinated. That's when it really starts to stink, because I go to the gym, I don't stink right after. That's if I spend the whole day, the rest of the day like that, and then I start to smell it. You don't smell it right off the bat. It's when you let it marinate on you. Just go take a shower.
You ever work out with a big person? Like, you talking about you? Okay. So you were really funky
before you entered into the gym.
Nah, you can't smoke funky before that.
Yes. You need to.
Hey, you know, deodorant don't just go in your arms, right? Some people need it, like, you know. You gotta lick. Give one fuck your living there. Put it in front of that. The little crevices.
That's true.
I've done it as a big titty girl.
Yes, I've done it.
Under the belly fat and all that. Yeah, you gotta get
boobs, what? Yes.
Get all that, boy. Anywhere skin touches and it's humid, like humidity, forget it, boy.
Do it. There's no shame in taking care of yourself.
Ain't no shame.
Hey, some people, you know where your arm touches, where your elbow. Some people, it'd be stank right there or something.
Little Rose on the side.
It's on the roll right now.
You haven't experienced
that. If I ever see that, bro, just know.
I got it from Kevin Hart. That was hilarious. I'm sorry. Go ahead to the gym tonight. But I just wanted to stay on that hot jingle. I needed to talk about that 72 hours. It's not the only time I'm going to talk about it. We're going to talk about this a lot in other places as well, even in the church. I'm telling you, if you know me, boy, I'm going to talk, because I need to throw shots at the people that think that it's okay to be out here with 72-hour deodorant and not taking showers. If you ain't taking a shower at least once a day, it's a problem.
Yeah.
I understand if you're living in the cold in the winter. I can't knock you that's in the winter, because I don't want nobody catching hypothermia to just be out here, you know, whatever. But, damn. Please,
end the day. The day gotta end.
If you're in Florida, it's never too cold to take a shower in Florida, boy.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it was not. That's
Emma, you want to start with your jam?
Jam of the night, put God first.
Okay, am I next? Okay. My jam would be never give up on yourself and never give up on God. God always wants to guide us and show us how to please him and walk in faith. So if you can't hear him, just don't give up and just keep praying and seeking him.
My gem of the night is have self-awareness, especially when you are in a relationship.
Gem? You gem?
I know we spoke about love requires sacrifice, but you have to understand that some do not do all the sacrifice and don't, the partner don't do none, it comes to a point now that sacrifice starts to become manipulation and you losing yourself. When it comes to a point you losing yourself because you're doing sacrifice, that's when you need to start checking yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the YouTube channel, Believe TV. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok. Yeah, Late Night Love Ties, right? Yeah. Late Night Love Ties. We put out clips, so y'all go share them, like them, and comment on them. My gym of the night. Forgiveness. Learn to forgive. Forgive and forget. Well, yeah, forgive and forget, man. It weighs a lot. It weighs a lot on you, man. But yeah, that's it.
My gem for the night is give thanks to the Lord in everything that you do.
My gem of the night, invite that person to Thanksgiving. If you like them, invite them to Thanksgiving. If they don't come, maybe you got Christmas. Sir Rose, do you want to pray for us to leave?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for allowing us to be here tonight to share our thoughts and with the viewers and amongst ourselves. We ask that you guide us and protect us as we're getting ready to leave. It is in your name that we pray.
Amen. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Dozy.